Hello, welcome to the review on the Anfield Wrap. It is Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Harriet Pryor to go over the games against Red Bull Leipzig and Red Bull Salzburg and Liverpool's pre-season camp in Austria. Just a general overview, Sean, first and foremost, the key takeaways from the games. It's been mooted on different platforms, most notably the post-match show that Harriet, you were on last night, but I think the legginess was clearly a factor in the second game. I think some intrigue around centre-back partnerships as well. I think also from both games, the attacking patterns with Nunes is something to pick up on that I looked at. Players not joining quick enough, I felt at times last night. And then I think for me, I mean, you might have a different opinion on this, but I think for me the impact that's seeming to be growing, if you like, from the absence of particularly Alisson and Jota. I think at this particular time, you know, you think about integrating Nunes into the start of his Liverpool career competitively. I think just having Jota around would be key. And then obviously, you know, I think we can probably all agree that after Virgil and Salah, the last person you probably want out in the squad is Alisson Becker. So what were your key takeaways from the two games?
Yeah, I mean, look, my key takeaway generally is that, you know, I miss the days in a way of getting the echo the next day.
Yeah,
and finding out what, showing me age there, but getting the echo and finding out what the score was and reading into it the next day, I guess. The score lines, things like that, I don't really factor in. There's too many variables that we're not aware of. I know we'll go into things in more detail as the show progresses, of course, but I think the headline takeaways are similar to you, Dan. I'm not concerned anyway, but it's disappointing the number of people that have had a disrupted pre-season due to knocks.